Play it.
You're listening to the No Big Deal Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the No Big Deal Podcast. I am K-Neck, 91.
Fail.
David, at Bear the Terror.
And I am Matt, a.k.a. V-Shirt.
Brandon, at the Cougar Bait.
Justin, at Wireless Freak.
My name is Vaughn.
Oh, now you have a shook laugh. Come on, we took that away from him.
The Guardian of Masculinity at the Real Guy.
All right. Well, today we have actually a special podcast. It's the Shook Cast, because he came up with all of our topics, so bear with us if they're a little shitty. But
not all of them. I came up with about two of them, but
he's already backpedaling.
The two that I did pick were probably not going to be towards most of the listeners here, but I think
okay, so they're awesome for the public.
So yeah, hold on. We gave you an assignment, and we said come up with topics for the podcast.
And it was free reign.
And you came up, we usually have, what, about five, six topics? Mm-hmm. You came up with two, and the two topics you came up with are shitty that our audience won't listen to?
You said I could pick anything.
God, well, here's damn, the best you suck
thing.
At this.
Here's the best thing. We missed the last podcast because everyone got sick at the same time. So you had like 3 weeks to come up with five topics.
Hey, what are your topics?
And they're meaningful.
What are your two that
you
picked?
The two that I picked were about the new AMD processor. I think that's really interesting.
Okay, next.
The next one is how they're requiring passwords for your technology when you cross the border, which is bring up some great discussion.
And how's that Tinder stuff going for you? Because with those topics, you are not
going to die alone.
You bring that up. You talk to a girl about AMD, and she's talking Intel. That's like...
Deal breaker
AMD,
right there.
Ass, mouth, and dick. That's what she's thinking about. But AMD, you know what you're thinking about?
I'm thinking about 8 cores and 16 threads.
Oh. I don't even know what to say. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard this week.
Well, it allows
and
him
you
to
wonder why he's still a virgin.
Yeah. Where's your schlong going? Nowhere!
Well, he needs those cores so that he can do the VR porn.
Oh, that's true.
That's true.
A lot of processing power on that bad boy.
The Oculus puss.
That's actually on
Get
sale.
Get you to Flavortown.
Hashtag Oculus puss.
Oh, I'm losing my breath. Oculus
puss. The listeners are probably worried you're having a stroke over there.
Oh, that was too
We're
funny.
Worried he's having a stroke.
Oh, my God.
Well, speaking of puss and stuff, I mean, one of our topics is
good transition.
Is butts.
No. Oh, yeah. It is. It's less than an inch away.
I thought we were
vagina at the backside.
We just skipped over your two topics, and you just right into ass.
We voted for those ones to be last because...
Yeah,
because
they suck.
And I like it. Speaking of butts, it's the pussy. No wonder you're still a virgin. You can't find the hole. Wrong hole. That's my belly button.
It's close enough.
Have you ever watched, like,
close enough.
Funny videos?
Or shoes and hand grenades. Jeez. And sex.
God. There's compilations of accidentally getting in the wrong one.
What?
Oh.
Really? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
That's a real
picture.
Thing?
Surprise.
Oh,
boom.
Surprise butt sex.
We know what the GOM is searching tonight.
And it's not spelled S-E-X. It's S-E-C-K-T-S or something. You ever see that?
Yeah.
Surprise butt sex meme.
How much porn do you watch? Jesus Christ.
What? What's the big deal? It's funny.
I don't even. That's probably not. That's bro. Probably just on regular Google.
Yeah,
no, that's not a nasty.
It's not a porn thing. No. It's a meme.
That's a meme.
That's, oh, okay.
That is
Whenever
safe
there's
search.
A picture of someone with a face. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Who's going to be the first to try that one at work?
What?
Searching that.
Him. I'm not stupid. Yeah, right. When his computer's unlocked, I'm going to do it.
We did go on a meme kick today, actually.
Did we?
Yeah. With pepper spray.
Oh yeah.
I don't think we'll mention a name, but if you Google In Theory Davis and pepper spray,
yeah, the incident.
Oh yeah, that's a worldwide
that's a
famous
national
incident.
Thing. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But let's go back to the butts. I'm interested in this topic.
Obviously, no cuts, no butts, no coconuts.
Yeah. So this started with the fact that what you were talking about, drugs or something?
You were talking about Snooze.
Oh, yeah. This is the new podcast, the sub podcast. It's like a subreddit of the MBD show. Of
is this Black Reddit?
GOM. Are we what?
Isn't there like a Black Reddit? This is like the Black Reddit.
Yeah, this is exactly there's a Black like Twitter. Black Reddit.
Yeah.
And so but he's going to come up with a new podcast.
None of us can go on it.
The Snooze News, where he talks about.
Snooze News.
He reviews Chew.
Yeah.
And I said, well, why don't we take it to the next level? You know, what's the Survivor guy name? What's his
name? Bear Grylls.
No,
don't put Bear Grylls down.
Bear Grylls
like
is, he's the Survivor.
Bear Grylls is the true BA. Survivor Man's that little dick that spends a week
he's
in the
Canadian,
woods.
He's Canadian, that's his problem.
That's true. He camps more than he actually survives.
He doesn't even camp. He just sits around.
And just dehydrates
and he
himself.
And he carries like 40 cameras on his back, and he's like, I'm going to survive a week.
And you know there's a camera crew there. Come on.
Sure.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
But, okay, so in theory, like, what's his name? Bear Grylls is in the ocean. He has no water. So he survived by putting water in his ass.
Yeah, but how does he, okay, how does he drink it? You know what I mean?
So you tell me how you think it works, and then we'll tell you how it actually works.
No, so you got to shit out your ass. You got
to
shit the water
so
out
wait,
your
hold
ass.
On. Let's just start to finish.
Okay,
how does this work?
No, you're in the scenario. You're on a life raft.
So what
you have
you
no water.
Do? Is you got to kind of lean over on your side. And then, here's what I'm thinking, right? You got to make some room up there. Not just two fingers. You better make it three.
Wait, are you going to, like, suck it up?
Yeah.
Like, with some kind of weird muscle control?
Yeah, like a reverse, like a reverse shit.
I don't think you can be
it's
on
like
your side,
system.
Dude.
You're
I
holding,
think you
like, a little
no, you got to scoop it in. You got to scoop it in.
You cup your hand and get it to splash.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You get your water. So it's like a butt funnel. And then so, yeah, I know. And then what you do, like maybe you got a straw or something.
A water gun.
Yeah, you got a straw or something. Maybe you could pull it in there.
Or like a boudet.
What
do they call those European toilets?
A reverse bidet. Yeah, like a bidet.
Yeah.
Luckily, you had that super soaker on your carry-on.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, don't leave home without it.
And so do you take it all the way to the pump? You get
the
whole barrel up to the pump action and then start squirting? How
Why
deep
are you asking
you,
me? I've never
I'm
done a butt funnel.
I'm just trying to see how you would do it.
Oh, no. So,
how deep are you going?
I was
going
to say, is it one of those things where if you just get below it and once you start it, it just keeps going?
That's like when you're siphoning gas.
Yeah,
okay, yeah, you're siphoning ass. You
realistically, he has no super soaker. How are you going to get the water in your butthole?
Yeah.
You got to soak it up. You got to pull it into you.
Okay. Oh, okay. So you just
yeah. So like you know when you try to stifle
God,
a fart.
God, we need
meeting?
A video of this.
So you like open it up and then cannonball and then close it real quick.
Okay, hold on. Silence. You know when like
you're gonna have hemorrhoids after this.
No, but
you're
know,
alive
like,
though.
You know when you're trying That's to stifle true. A fart in a meeting. And you're just trying to
oh,
keep it in.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
You
yeah.
know, and you kind of push, you pull up into yep. you. That's what you're doing.
So now I know what you've been doing.
I think that would make for worse farts.
Just stank, they've been cooking.
You're pulling in a bunch of dank air, and all of a sudden it's just going to leak.
Yeah.
And he burps, and it smells like ass.
It's like building up a fake burp.
No, but I'm just saying. Okay, so you do that.
Okay.
Okay, so you it's get enough
your,
water
it's in your ass. How long do you keep it in your ass?
Bro, I don't know.
Well, that's the next step.
Well, long enough to desalinate or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I don't know how long that is.
And then you get.
Then you gotta get a cup, and then you gotta push it out.
It's almost like changing your oil at that point.
Yeah. Huh?
Like changing your oil.
Instead of pushing out, do you just pull your cheeks apart?
Like I saw.
No, because he's
got
to catch it in his hand.
That's no, cool. He's got a cup.
What's that medical procedure where they clear you out?
Enema.
There
enema.
You go. That's what you need. You
Steve-O
need little...
did it with a Miller Lite and a butt funnel.
And there he probably got drunk.
Yeah, well, he got fucked up, I think. But he's always fucked up.
See, so this is the theory.
True. That's true.
Okay. So that's my theory. So I think you got to shit it out, and then you drink it.
Oh,
which you're
God.
Drinking ass water.
But it's clean ass water. Cause, or
well,
not salty.
Kinda.
You're not salty ass water.
You're hoping it's clean. Well, it'll still taste salty.
Well, you just desalinized it.
But you've been sweating out your ass.
That's true, too. That's true, too.
So... I would feel really bad if your plane went down and this is your knowledge that you had.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because you're going to die drinking salty butthole water.
That's not how you do it?
No. Oh. He holds the water in his butt.
Yeah.
And then his butt absorbs the water and
you
doesn't absorb the salt
mouth.
Water.
Where's the fun in that?
Well, you skip down
I don't
the
think
whole
any
last
of that's
step.
Supposed to be fun.
This is survival. Yeah. I would rather just hold it in my butt than actually squeeze it out and then have to drink it.
Would you? That sounds way
harder. You guys
need
to learn
something. Way worse?
Keeping the water in your beehole.
But you got to keep it there anyway. And then you got to drink it.
How long can you keep it in there for?
Like, I don't know, an hour, maybe. Well,
oh, my. No chance. Vaughn. What if you fart?
Vaughn. Vaughn, let's start all over. Start all over,
Vaughn. What happens? You're in the ocean. You just blow your ass
out. You don't understand my powers.
Dude, you just didn't stop by a Wendy's and get a bowl of chili. You got nothing to fart, man.
You guys don't understand my power. You'll respect my anus.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. No. Listeners, no. This is Vaughn. That's not
so
true.
What's an athlete.
So what's the difference? Would you rather shove tons of water up your ass, or Bear Grylls has done the elephant dung? Oh, the water out of the elephant dung, when he squeezes it, is clean.
You always want your own
elephant
brew.
Dung.
You do
no,
elephant dung?
No, I'm doing
dung?
My own ass because I know where I've been.
Okay, we've been talking about ass water. What about pee? Bear Grylls peed in the snake skin and drank his own urine. You can't do it a lot because...
I think this guy has a weird fetish with his own fecal matter. And
he teaches you how to live.
Or
by
die.
Drinking snake piss?
Or make a ton of money on the internet.
Snake skin. He makes it
snake piss. I'm just saying, would you rather do ass to mouth water?
Oh, hashtag ATM.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag ATM.
Or would you rather just go straight urine, pee to mouth?
Let's talk about what we're talking here. We're talking... Penis salt water mouth. From your own ass versus piss from a snake skin. I'm going at
it's
my
your
own
piss,
ass.
Though.
No.
Yeah.
No chance.
And he turns the snake inside out so you don't get the guts.
There's zero chance anyone else would pick that.
What?
You'd rather
slamming stuff up your butt as opposed to just drinking pee.
Why do you got to go there?
Because that's a common knowledge thing. The butt's the last one.
I don't think that's true. I don't think water's the worst thing the Gom's had up his butt. So.
Apparently, I know.
It's number two a reason.
Hey, no. The butt stuff sounds nice, actually. Like, what?
It's not weird to you? Gom goes to his doctor. So when do I get a colonoscopy? Not
damn,
50.
I got to wait 20 years. Exactly.
Be wearing Depends before you're 30.
Hey, how do you fuck an old lady?
Depends.
It depends.
It depends.
Oh, you got it. You're very quiet, Matt.
I didn't have much to say about the butt shit. I mean,
I know you're inexperienced.
That's more your topic.
But tonight, when he's at the home, he's like, "Mom, it's water."
It's just water.
So we got asses. Oh, so a good transition. What was that stupid shit that you were saying with the people making noises on YouTube?
ASMR.
Okay, so speaking of that.
What does that stand for?
What is that, yeah?
Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response.
What?
That sounds official.
You just pulled that out of your ass?
No. Like the dictionary? The Meridian dictionary?
That sounds way too official to be on YouTube.
Oh, so I looked it up. Speaking of asses, there is a sound. This video is kind of hot. This dude is massaging this chick's ass.
It's another dude. I saw it. You it was another dude.
Oh, you just
that
dude
was ass.
Oh,
yes, it was dude on dude.
No, it wasn't.
Yes.
Absolutely. Wrong.
How would you know? They're stomach down. You wouldn't know.
I could always tell a female.
Oh, dude. God. Send him to
that
Thailand.
That is a slippery slope,
you
my
bet?
Friend.
You want a bet?
You have semen inside of you.
Oh, that, challenge accepted. Yeah. Oh, you're hooking up with a dude next time we go drinking.
Slippery slope.
Oh, yeah.
I can always sense a female. Okay. But it gravitates towards a masculine person.
He'll be excited, you know, butt stuff. He's like, why is there water? It's like a waterbed in your ass.
This went downhill so quickly.
No, I'm going to drink that later.
Oh. Now it's milky ass water.
I guarantee you there's a bar somewhere that services this. Somewhere in the world, there's a bar.
And it called the Armory.
Oh, jeez.
Surprisingly tame. That was surprisingly tame.
Oh, my God.
They didn't call milk for nothing.
Milk bump.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's horrible. But that whole what is ASMR?
Yeah, it's ASMR.
Sounds like a disease.
Yeah.
It actually is almost like what people refer to as almost like a, not necessarily a cure.
It says, is an experience characterized by a static-like or tingling sensation on the skin.
Oh, it sounds like herpes.
But
wouldn't know.
But there's tons of different sounds, right? Like, what if you like your keys jingling?
This?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's do ASMR.
Light, but you got to do it soft.
All right. This is the official ASMR section of the podcast.
Yeah,
go.
Yeah, check this out.
This is what we call the penis gold. Get it close.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't know about you guys, but I got some ASMR.
That was calm. I'm calm right now.
Oh! Hey, don't worry, ladies. He's permanently like that.
That's because he thinks you're taking him home.
You're half chubbed? That's your excuse?
That should be your handle.
Half chub.
No more mass.
Half chub.
Half mass.
So people really watch this, though?
They don't watch. They listen.
Well, I was watching it on YouTube.
It's like when you have waves crashing against the beach when you fall asleep.
Or white noise.
Yeah. That's fucking stupid.
Good call, Justin.
I'm sorry. I disagree.
Stupid. It's a cult following on YouTube.
Yeah, so was the Holly's comment, or Holly comment when everybody drank the juice and killed themselves. Doesn't mean it's a good idea.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I'm just saying, if you give me the choice between keys jingling in the air, or am I going to fall asleep in a hammock next to the ocean?
Yeah.
I'm choosing the hammock next to the ocean.
That's true.
Those noises make me mad.
Hashtag Malibu Pineapple.
There you go. Exactly.
But people, so Shook, people really do this? They really?
If you look it up on YouTube, you'll see.
I looked it up, and the first thing I was an ass.
Millions of.
That's because you put ASMR ass out. How much money are these people making?
A living.
Dude, they're freaking creepy.
They're making a massive.
Are they going to take over EDM DJs?
No, that would be the worst concert ever.
You bumped your head.
They're just as talented. Just
bumped your head.
But they make enough money where...
All they do is press the CD, play.
Nope.
The Shook Knight's going to make a Reptile Keptile ASMR video, I think, soon.
Yeah, I actually have a YouTube.
So wait, it's going to be a Reptile Keptile video with no reptiles in it.
No, it'll be fish. Like the lizards of the sea.
The other white meat.
It has a snake skin with a bunch of piss in it, and he shakes it.
Oh, God.
It makes it a snake piss gourd.
I call it a rain stick.
It's yellow rain. Too soon?
That's your boy.
What, Prince?
Yeah.
How is he my boy?
Minnesota, purple sweatshirt. Oh, doesn't get any more Prince than that right there.
He did get a lot of poon.
No, that's not what I said. Did you miss everything
I
just said?
That's how I took it. No, that's how I did it.
Probably took in the butt a bunch, too.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think Prince was definitely a man's man.
I think he was bisexual.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really? That's why he had his symbol was like a male-female symbol, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that true?
One of one.
What?
No.
And you know he was a huge Viking fan. Huge.
Moving on.
You do know that.
He took that horn like a man.
Anyway. Back to this ASMR shit. It sounds like I saw the video. It just looks stupid. Like the chicks are kind of hot, but they're creepy. They're whispering.
It's not about the visuals. It's more about the sound.
Then why watch it on YouTube?
Because that's where they post them.
Yeah.
They're not going to put it on SoundCloud like we do. They're not professionals.
You know, they should just have like a blank screen with that sound. I don't think they'd get a million hits. Yeah.
Or
what
they do is like Vine videos or EDM videos, they always put a sexy hot chick as the cover art. Mm-hmm. You click on it and you never see that chick in the entire video.
Fact.
But you're like, oh, that chick's so hot. Let me click on it.
They call sabotage.
That clickbait in the YouTube community. It's very popular right now.
Clickbait.
Yep, clickbait.
Cool. You need to start putting some of those clickbaits on your stuff.
Yeah.
Nobody's getting clicking your stuff now.
Oh, please.
Hey, let me look at this. Look at my goldfish. It's really cool.
It's actually a clownfish saltwater, very different.
Oh, my mistake.
Much harder to keep.
My mistake.
So you have
I call him Nemo?
in your tank? So it's a more expensive waste of money and waste of time.
No, it looks
beautiful. But wait, he can practice shoving saltwater up his ass.
That's true. We can test this theory.
Is that how you filter your tank?
Dude, because what's the salinity of the saltwater you need to put in your butt?
0.25.
Boom.
Did you just pull that out of your ass?
No.
We could test this theory.
I think we... Gom.
What?
You have the little funnel to clean your tank, right? How you
I'm
drain the water?
I'm not doing a butt funnel.
Yeah, you're doing a butt funnel.
Absolutely
not. You're the most accepting out of all of us.
You're the only one that chose that option.
No, I choose a butt. But
I talk a big game, but
I'm gauges too. Oh,
we can work up
when the rubber comes.
Start up by the big one.
Yeah,
baby, step you up.
But wait, you don't even need that because it'll just
suck right up.
Well, it's just physics. You know, just physics, boys.
Science, bro.
Yeah, why don't you volunteer? You thought of it. You got a sick mind. What's wrong with you?
What? I'll provide the salt water for you.
And the funnel.
Yeah, the funnel.
Dude, the fish will probably die if he sticks his ass in the tank.
Ew, no, you don't do that.
I'll get in your tank. Hey, it's coming right from me back in the tank.
If you wanted a million views,
it's going to go into your mouth.
It's like Beer Fest when he's in the beer tank and he's just swallowing the beer all the way down.
Beer Fest?
Yep.
Throw off my pH in there, dude.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool story, bro. Okay, moving on.
Wow. See, I thought we were going to go from the Bear Grylls being frontman poser to Dave Ramsey being a frontman poser.
Oh. Yes.
The real reason Shook came up with shitty topics. Yes. That's the real reason.
But just a shout out to Bear Grylls, you're not a poser.
Bear Grylls, mad respect. I can't say the next thing about the same guy. This guy coming
up. They're just special forces.
I don't think not it's Dave Ramsey. For us to bring this up because it's like the whole table against one person here, really.
Well, that's because you have
one guy that's going to stick water up his ass.
Yeah. Hey, I will bow out of this because I have no horse in this race. I don't know Guy Johnson.
Why don't you start from the beginning?
What, who is Dave Ramsey?
Yeah. So Dave Ramsey's
person who loves him. Who is Dave Ramsey?
So if you don't know Dave Ramsey, he has his own radio show where he gives financial advice. Not to be mistaken with a financial advisor, who is someone you pay. He's just someone you can listen to.
Oh, you read my article I sent you? Okay, good.
No, I did read it, actually. But I've read a couple of his books. I went to...
Hold on, did you read or did you purchase these books?
They were actually purchased for me.
Oh, this guy's a reader right here. He's a reader.
Okay. But I did go to a seminar last week.
Big words
week,
and everything.
Which was at a church. It was a terrible idea. The traffic was just really messed up. Shocking. It was
so
awful.
You took work off
what
to learn about
no,
how
no.
to make money.
No,
was it a big church?
No,
he
that's
lost money to make money.
That's no, the thing. Dave Ramsey will not teach you how to make money. Mm-hmm. He's not a financial advisor. He's
oh, yeah,
not
we haven't got there yet.
What is he?
He
My
tells
fault.
You how to manage. His big thing is getting you out of debt.
Ah. I'm sure you're in lots of debt, right?
We'll let you finish.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry for interrupting. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much everything. He's tells you how to manage your money.
So how did this guy get his expertise? He has a degree in economics?
A degree in debt?
No, he was in real estate for a while, and he went bankrupt. And he
let's go back to that. Okay. So he goes bankrupt.
He went BK.
Why?
There's a giant fucking unicycle.
We are not professional.
And he's in a flannel.
Jeez.
Are you fucking Portland right now?
Squirrel. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. That had to be seen. I mean, that was amazing. The guy was the biggest dork I ever saw in my life.
Probably rocking the AMD processor.
Second biggest dork I ever saw in my life besides the Shook. Yeah. Go ahead with your Dave Ramsey.
So you were saying.
Yeah, he went bankrupt.
Why did he go bankrupt?
He made a poor decision investing in
real
estate.
And why did he do that? Wait, did he have some kind of substance abuse problem?
No, wait. He said poor decision investing in real estate?
Yeah.
The only other person I've ever heard who had poor decision investing in real estate would be our current president.
The banks.
Yeah. Well, that was a scandal on the bank side.
What's your guys' point here? Are you trying to make him act like he doesn't know what he's talking about or something?
Yeah, he doesn't know what he's talking about. That's exactly my point.
He snafu'd you.
Yeah, you got bamboozled.
How much money did you pay to go see him?
I think it was like $20.
And what did you learn?
Well, I've already read the book, so...
Okay, so what did you learn? What great ideas came out?
Well, the big thing is just going over, getting all your debts cleared and saving.
So common sense?
Wait, hold on. So I googled Dave Ramsey failure. First thing that pops up, failure is not permanent. So if this guy's so good, then he wouldn't be talking about failure.
I gotta stick up for Shook here a little bit.
I mean, thought you didn't have a...
I don't, but you guys are just bagging on the poor kid here.
It's not him.
He's trying to do something better. If he takes just a couple little things from this guy and puts it in his repertoire and makes it right for him, that's great.
Absolutely.
I mean, Dave Ramsey's doing the same thing. He says he took everything from everybody else, right? And he found something that worked.
So Dave Ramsey's all about managing your finances and keeping yourself debt-free or getting yourself out of debt. And so... You, who have no finances and no debt, what did you gain from this man?
Well, look,
he took $20 from you, didn't he?
Look, I'm a young buck.
Right into debt.
But you have no debt.
You're $20 in debt going to see
you're
him.
You're doing something right already. You don't need Dave Ramsey.
Well, but it's going to keep me out of debt.
I have another thing. Is not one of his morals or code of conduct to pay for cash and everything?
Yeah, it's one of the – if you don't have the cash
– So in today's age, that's a problem.
Yeah, and a fool.
Any Jew would say, cash is king.
The bear's Jewish, just to cover our bases.
He's allowed to make comments.
But it's important to put that on your credit card first and then just pay it right off. So you get the points, one.
Yeah.
Two, you build credit.
Burn.
So if you just pay cash directly –
You get nothing.
Yeah, you get nothing.
Get a big fat
– But see, that's – I literally have paid for two trips for the whole fam – off credit card points and paying zero interest on
that. Not only that, but we live in a day and age where you're always judged by your credit score.
That's 100% true.
And with tap-to-pay payments becoming more popular, you're going to have to use some sort of debit card or credit card to do it.
And what happens if later in life, because you've paid for cash, they charge you $1.25 for that piece of gum, but they charge us $1 because they know we have good credit? That could happen.
But if you're responsible from the get-go, you're like 5,000 times ahead of everybody else. Because
this is true. That's fact.
I was in debt. I think everyone at this table has been in debt at some point.
Except for the one guy who goes and follows the guy who tells him not to get in debt.
Which is good. Maybe
he doesn't need
it.
The guy.
Now, we're not ganging up on you personally. We just don't like this, that you got taken by this
dude. I'm sticking up for Dave. But I don't follow everything he says. Like, I use a credit card. Like, I do the same thing. I pay it off when the statement comes in.
What if you get the point? What if you go back to him and say, "Hey, I'm just like $20 in debt. Can I get that 20 back that you gave
me?" Yeah.
Now we'll see how good of a guy
he
is.
What are you doing here if you couldn't afford to come to
my trying to get some knowledge.
I gave you $20.
That's a double-edged sword right there you just brought up. Because if you are going to him to get out of debt, you just went into more debt paying to see him
talk.
Thank
you.
Right, but that was something that was an option to go to. He has a free... Everything that he offers is free.
Hey, I'll tell you too. It's called common sense. I'll only charge you $5. That way you save 15. You're out of debt. I saved you money.
But in our society, it's more like they want you to use credit. It's
of course
like
you do.
A common sense, but most people,
okay,
most Americans in debt.
That's true. That's true.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So
it's not so common, really.
Yeah, it is. It's simple. Don't spend money you don't have.
Right.
I just looked up his basic math statistics.
It's stupid.
Check this out. Dave Ramsey believes that if you start at the age of 25...
Okay,
mm-hmm. And if you put $100 a month away, mm-hmm. you'll have a 12% growth. That would put $1.1 million in retirement.
Good luck getting that 12%.
By what time?
Wait, you can get 12% return.
They say it's
not every year for 30-40 years.
S&P 500
on average.
What happens when the market crashes? 20% return. Tell that to my grandparents. They lost a shitload.
Warren Buffett's maintained a 20% return.
He's not Warren Buffett.
I'm just saying you can't say it's not possible.
Okay.
So
I'm trying to save this man.
So New York Times analyst proved that over a 20-year median rate, the return between 1920 and present day is only 4.1%.
Weird.
That's on what? Just a savings account?
No.
No, that's just...
What's the S&P 500's return from that same time?
Well, his thing isn't just put all your money in S&P.
I'm just saying. You're saying it's not possible to get a 10 or 12% return.
Yeah, but
it's
high risk.
I'm just saying it's possible. You can't
say it's not possible. Be prepared to lose your money. That's all I'm saying.
You're not losing money if you put $100 away or $100 every month.
Sure,
you might not have a million, but you might have $200,000.
No, you won't lose money putting money away for that.
No, especially.
No, I'm talking about. Okay, so when I did mine, there's been months where I've lost money.
You're sticking it in the market.
I'm sticking it in that 457.
He's putting in a money market.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. There's two different topics going on here. If you just stick it in a money market CD, a bond, who
I'm talking
about
457
bonds, right?
Or whatever.
Well, I just looked it up.
I know this is riveting for the audience. But
Dave Ramsey's theory is only do all stock portfolios.
Really?
That's a horrible idea.
That seems a little aggressive for this dude,
all
actually.
All stock portfolios. Yeah, he's just have one of his biggest failures is what the other experts in the field say is one of his biggest
failures.
No,
you should always diversify your investments.
I know our audience loves this, but we're just trying to teach young Neil a lesson.
So how old is that? Because when I went to a seminar, he did talk about like
I'm sure
you
want to
diversify what you invest.
So he talked about his failures.
How old,
but you can
how old is he?
Portfolio.
I do.
He's probably in his
50s. Not touch a 401k or not do a
questionable
age.
But diversifying would be to have stocks would also have to be bonds.
No.
CDs. You can, yes.
That's not stocks.
What?
Bonds aren't stocks.
I know, but diversifying your
portfolio
is bonds.
You can diversify your stock
you can.
Without enabling the risk.
Yeah, but it's not diversifying your entire investment.
Good.
So back to Dave Ramsey.
You could do like minerals, right? A mineral company. And you could also have a tech company.
What the fuck are
you
talking
about? You could have an
energy
company.
He's diversifying
his stocks. Diversifying my portfolio. My stock portfolio.
So, Shook, do you have a portfolio?
Only technology.
Exactly.
21 is when you want to open them up. Because you actually can't invest as much unless you turn 21.
Well, I started with mine when I was 19.
I've never heard of a limit on young.
I'd have to have someone co-sign for one.
No, you don't.
I don't think that's true.
Absolutely not.
No, that actually might be true.
No.
I had a 401k at 20.
19.
Well, didn't you say Roth?
No, you can open one, but they won't. There's like certain investments they won't let you do.
I'm looking it up.
Okay. Well, anyway, what the point of this is we're trying to say is that this dude has – I agree with some of his saving stuff, like save money, but his investment shit is ridiculously stupid.
But that's the thing. He's not an investment guy, and that's what my thing to him is. You're going to this man like he's an investment
guy.
He's
not a guru.
And he's a guy to tell people who have accrued $500,000 in debt how to get out of debt. That's not you. You already got one step in the right direction.
Yeah, you're good.
No debt, no income, but no debt.
Wait till you get married, then you're screwed.
I like Justin said. I follow follow him, but I pick and choose certain things. Like, I don't follow him word for word. Like.
Well, that's not how I remember. We've been arguing with this for a couple weeks now. What did you, let's tell everyone what you did on the weekend.
Oh, well, yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me preface this. Okay, so, ladies and gentlemen, if you ever want to know what being a virgin and being bored and lonely, this is exactly what this is. So, my coworker and I were arguing with young Shook here because Shook was quoting this bald-headed weirdo.
Shout out General George.
Yeah. Was saying that, like, you know, I'm going to get 12%. I'll be a millionaire. And I go, wrong. Not going to happen. And he goes, and he gets upset. We thought it was over. We went home. I guess on what? So on Saturday, what did you do?
I had to make a spreadsheet to show you guys the math.
From scratch?
Yep.
And you didn't know how to make it, right? So you had to learn?
Yeah. It was a good learning opportunity.
Good learning opportunity. Excel. So you made an Excel spreadsheet. You mapped out my career for me.
It was mine.
Oh, well, that's good luck with that one.
Okay, that's besides the
anyway, so.
Are we going to get to the end anytime?
So I come into work on Monday, and young Shook here goes, hey, I got something for you. I immediately open up the email, and I ignore it because I thought it was something stupid.
You opened it and ignored it?
Yeah.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't reply.
True lead, ladies and gentlemen.
Hashtag inbox zero.
Yeah. So you know what he does? He comes in and he thinks, like, he got me. He thought he was going to get me, right? So he goes, hey, yeah, you see that email? I go, no. And the look on his face of pure, like, disappointment and anger was just classic.
But did you open the Excel spreadsheet?
Yeah, it was stupid.
It's spot on. I'm going to give him – it's a good spreadsheet he made. He really nerded out
on a Saturday, 10 a.m. Hey, in his pajamas in
Excel
his mom's house.
Excel gurus are – I mean – you're talking to someone who knows probably the smartest person with Excel I know. If you can master
this table,
okay, true.
Well, you're at your own table.
But what I'm trying to say is, it's really sad that we got him so upset about his hero over the weekend. No. He spent his Saturday making
his
spreadsheet.
No, but he had to do this anyways. I mean, eventually you got to track this kind of stuff out anyways.
Yeah.
Oh, sure you were. You admitted to me you were mad and you had to show me.
So now let's get so what was the spreadsheet? How'd it look? Break it down for us.
It was really good because he actually had, like, his future laid out, like, how he wants it accordingly to go. He had it all the way from assistant-level injury all the way to staying at that for, what, like 4 years? And promotions going on to justify his contribution rates per year.
Nice.
And he thinks he's contributing 10% of his income pre-tax.
That's easy. That's doable. He has no debt. He has no expenses.
Dude, if you don't have debt, he can 10% do 90%. Is easy.
Yeah, but are you going to die alone? Is that how it's going
to
be?
Is that a rhetorical question? Because you know the answer to that.
Oh, you know what? I'm wrong, ladies and gentlemen. He can do it.
As long as I
if you can
wallet.
Dream it, but you can do
if
it.
If he did 10% now, he would have over $1 billion.
Truth
in
be told,
he
if he started 10% now and stopped when he was 30, he would still be better off than if you started when you were 30 and went till you were 50.
Wrong.
And putting in $800 a month. Like, you put in 20% of your pay and you're 40 years old.
You're still not going to
catch
him.
He's going to beat you every day. The compounding of the interest.
The fact he's starting so young.
Oh, that's what you were trying to explain? Was that what it was?
This is such a horrible topic.
Yeah, let's move on.
This is horrible. But
I told you that if we brought the Dave Ramsey, it would just go.
Let's go back to ass.
Well, I'm the Jew, and I'm probably the only one at the table that doesn't have a retirement plan.
Yes, and we're telling you to at least put $20 a month.
I also might have a house paid off in 10 years.
That's
true.
Only person who owns his house.
Because you get gold coins every holiday.
You get shekels?
They're chocolate. But yeah, they're gold.
Those are priceless.
You get shekels.
You guys don't save your gold coins?
He's also got a tree in Israel, so we're good.
Please. It's our land, hose.
Speaking of Hebrew.
Oh.
No, just kidding.
What's the next topic there, Shek?
So we can go over one of my topics.
Talk into the mic, please.
No, we don't need any more lame topics.
Let's talk about Guy Fieri.
Thank you.
Guy Fieri.
I'm pretty sure he's Jewish, right?
Guy?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he has a bunch of money, right?
that's a bunch of jewelry on him. Yeah. Bedazzled.
A lot of bling.
That's nice. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. And he's got triple G, triple D.
Yeah. I mean...
D-bag.
That's nearly like seven candles. Around
Yeah, pretty close. Yeah. Too bad it's eight.
I think
eight crazy nights is all you got to think about.
Oh, okay.
Easy, right? You'll never forget now.
I've never wanted to forget that movie more.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think Bear should read this because I've read it, and I want to see your reaction as you read it. Okay. But you have to read it in the voice of Guy Fieri.
Well, I'm going to have to do my normal voice because I'm not that great of a
reader. No, I still want an accent, but I'm worried about your reading skills.
You got to start pumped up.
What are we reading? What
you're Coombe Lately?
Yeah.
Come Lightly.
There's no way I'm going to do an accent. I don't really have an accent.
He's American. He doesn't have an accent.
Or I can talk real slow in the
beginning. No, don't talk like that.
And speed up at the end.
Brock? Okay.
Yeah. Just read it.
Okay. So wait, what are we reading? So people know what we're reading.
That's not a bad accent.
No.
If you do Eyes thing in that accent.
No, I don't want to hear the whole thing like that.
You speak of Flavortown?
Okay. You're being turned off right now. I'm turning you off.
Okay. Okay.
You didn't
this
know this
is
thing
okay, so to premise this, he was interviewed, and one of the interviewers were like, you know, what is Flavortown? And he goes into a very in-depth...
Isn't there a song? Won't you take me to...
Flavortown!
Like Tally? Go ahead.
I really... just listen to what he had to say. It's okay. Pretty insightful.
And we all know who he is, so... I mean, there's no more...
Yeah, shitty restaurants. Go ahead.
Yeah, his restaurant's crap.
Flavortown quote. You speak of Flavortown? What do you know of the place? He'll whisper in his gruff voice, only to continue before Guy has a chance to answer. Because I've seen it with my own two eyes back when I was just a lad. I was traveling with my uncle, a good man. He was, even if a bit inclined toward heart-healthy menu items at times.
Idiot.
I was sleeping in the passenger seat when he nudged me to wake me up.
Oh, I was right about the molestation thing.
Getting bad.
I don't know how long I've been out.
Oh. Sounds like, Ruby.
Hey, this is Law and Order. I saw this episode already.
Dun-dun.
Hold on.
Torpedoes away.
All I knew was that we were somewhere between Little Rock and Las Vegas.
That is a huge gap, I'm telling you right there.
What the fuck? Little Rock and Vegas?
Hold on.
It's only like 2,000 miles.
The entire state of Texas?
And the sun was setting. He motioned off to his left and smiled. My eyes grew large.
Oh, something else grew.
There it was in all its glory.
A huge hog.
Glory hole.
Wait, okay.
Are you sure you got him the right story?
Oh, this wait, sorry. Like this is my gay fan fiction. I'm sorry.
Penthouse forums.
The three big bears.
There it was in all its glory, off in the distance, rising from the flat, barren earth like an oasis. Flavortown.
Dun-dun.
I could smell the sweet odor of cheeseburgers on the flat top as we drove by, even though the windows were rolled up. Hell, I can still smell it today.
Oh. Hey, but he forgets to say that was just a fart.
Something like that would change a man. I spent 60 years wandering that stretch of land trying to find it again. Oh, God. One time I thought I found it, but it turned out I was just drunkenly stumbled into a Carl's Jr.
Oh, damn. Whoa. We got a Carl's Jr. fan here.
Flavortown.
So, Carl Jr. and Flavortown are one and the same?
A-hole.
So you get bad service.
But why didn't you just ask your uncle where it was? Guy will interject, his eyes wide with wonder. Ask? You think I didn't ask? I asked the old man every time I saw him, from the next morn until the day passed. He never told me. He just
the next day.
From a heart attack.
He'd just get a twinkle in
or
his eye.
Ketamine overdose.
And the left side of his mouth would curl into a knowing little half smile. And he'd say, you don't find Flavortown. Flavortown finds you.
Oh, wow.
Don't you
like
tell nobody about
tale.
Me coming in here at night.
The bastard. I hated him then, and I hate him now. I finally gave up looking 2 years ago. After I lost everything trying to find it. What? Wife, house, job, sanity. It ruined me.
You see your future shook?
Be careful, my young friend. For your journey is long and cursed. Take it from a broken soul who knows.
Jesus. That got morose.
Yeah, it's like the Brothers Grimm right there, right?
What the... He wrote this?
He said this in an interview because he like believes that Flavortown's a real place.
It probably was
Carl's
What's
Jr.
What's wrong with this guy? Yeah.
That's
probably
Hardee's. Adam confused. Yeah. He went to In-N-Out when he was high. That's what happened.
Bad.
Yeah. So and he believes there's like a mayor of Flavortown, and like what? Kids do Brody's in the parking lot, which really pisses him off.
Are you serious?
But he's never been there except once.
Uncle was probably smoking some fucking joints.
Yeah. Some high quality shit.
And he was
loose
sleeping.
Tea lettuce.
Yeah.
Loose leaf tea.
There we go.
He was smoking the devil's lettuce is what he was doing.
He could have had some peyote in Little Rock and then woke up in Arizona.
You have to eat that, right? You have to eat peyote. See?
And then throw it up. If you just eat it, it doesn't work.
Thanks.
Between Vegas and Little Rock. It's like half of the nation.
They're on their way to a teepee.
That sounds like Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. That's where he got this from.
That is. It is Fear and Loathing, yeah. Good. So.
So he wrote, so this was an interview excerpt of Guy Fieri?
Yeah. He's no down for Flavortown.
Who was he giving this interview to?
I don't know.
Penthouse?
I don't have Playboy? The details.
Hold on. There's an app.
Playboy.
For Guy called Flavortown. It only has 2 stars.
Weird.
So does restaurants.
I bet you it's like one of those where you have to build like a town and, you know, make
he
hamburgers.
Was at Safetyville.
But Cake was there for their music video.
Dude, it was that's just bad. I mean,
it's crazy.
That's ridiculous. That dude, it's all fake. His hair, all he does is eat the food. I've seen him. He eats the food. He moans like he's having an orgasm.
He's a great eater, though. He's a great eater.
I would be tempted if we ever get our little 420 podcast, we should invite Guy over. I mean,
oh gosh.
I'm sure he'll show up.
How great of a story. I mean, you get this man ripped, roaring, and ready, he could tell us a story.
He's just coked out. That's what he's
Flavor
doing.
Town.
Shit, that sounds like my Friday nights, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, oh God.
Jesus.
Too bad you never found it again.
I was going to say, is that after you get the water out?
You got to bust out the strawberry syrup. And you're
good
to go.
Oh, jeez.
Chocolate strawberry water?
Okay.
What was that?
Next topic.
Yeah. What's the next one there, Shogi?
I guess the Guy Fieri thing was like,
I guess right. I'm not watching Triple G anymore.
You're going to watch it in a different way, that's for sure.
I don't think we talked about peeing in the pool yet.
Oh, this was mine. So I read,
more science, people.
Yeah, yeah. This was kind of weird. And it goes back to you guys, because some of the guys around the table like to drink diet sodas.
Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And pee in the pool.
Yeah.
And so this college in Canada decided to determine how much urine is actually in a pool because, you know, mm-hmm. there's no way. How do you tell?
Yeah.
So what they decided to do was find a chemical compound that everybody probably has in their system and look for that in the pool and figure out how much of that is. And what it was the fake sugar.
Aspartame.
Wait.
There you
but
go.
How many stuff. Kids drink diet sodas? Probably not that many.
No, aspartame's in everything.
Everything.
It's in everything now.
Oh, okay.
So because it's
Advil,
in everything.
It's in everything.
Exactly. Okay. You can get it. They use that to gauge it. And it turns out there's a shit ton of piss in the pool. I am not swimming in pools
what
anymore.
What does the chlorine do then? Apparently nothing?
Well, you know why you're...
Piss in your face. Does it matter if it's clean piss or dirty piss? It's still hitting you in your face right
here. Yeah, the chlorine kills it. It kills the...
So hold on.
PG.
This is what we're going to do. I'm going to pee in a cup. We're going to split in some chlorine in it, and then you're going to drink it.
No, because it's chlorine. You don't drink pool water.
It
hits
you in the face. It gets in your mouth. And you spit it out.
You're not drinking it.
Okay, over here. I'm going to piss in a cup. We'll add some chlorine. You splish it around your mouth and then...
But no, you got to add thousands
of gallons
of water.
Why would you do that in the pool? Why are you doing
that in your mouth?
But you got to dilute it. It's just not pure
don't
urine in
your mouth.
Okay, fine.
When you swim.
We'll give you a 50-50 cut. We'll give you a 50-50 cut.
I'll tell you what. Here's a tip. When you go swimming next time, close your mouth.
You still get water in your
better.
Mouth.
No, you
you're
don't.
You get no water in your mouth when you go swimming.
I don't swim. Yeah.
Okay, so do you guys stick too much piss in the pool?
Wait, hold on. This guy knows how to swim.
I know how to swim.
Not you.
Do you open your mouth, Ken?
Yeah.
Do you get any water in your mouth when you swim?
It has happened.
Yeah, it happened.
So you got someone's piss in your
mouth. Okay.
Worse than you drinking your own shit water.
True. It has not happened.
I would drink pool water over Gom's shit water any day of the week.
True. I would drain a pool. Full of piss before I drink shit water.
Chock full of nuts, chock full of piss.
So just so you know, the percentage is way less than 1%.
Yeah.
Of piss water.
That's nothing.
I just looked it up, the statistics. It would be... They did 830,000 liters of water they tested, and only 75 liters had urine.
That's 75 liters. You're filling 75 liters of soda.
But that's 0.00009036% of water had urine.
Do they give a parts per billion?
That's still a lot of piss in a pool.
That's not even close
to
1%.
I don't care if diluted. It's diluted down.
I don't think that is a lot.
I don't think it's a lot either.
He just said it was 800 and some billion.
Okay, let's say you go in the ocean, or you go in a lake, or you go in a river. How many parts per million of fucking fit? fish crap are you eating?
Dog crap, shit, and all that.
Human shit. Crap in a fish stays inside.
You're literally taking a pool and filling up 75 liters of soda with piss. Now, granted, it's still in a pool. It's still 75 liters of piss in front of you.
I still think it's cleaner than any public waterway you could go to.
That's true. Yeah. This really bothers you, doesn't it?
Bear, how many liters
as
are
a swimmer? I spent a lot of time in a pool, and that's a lot of piss.
That sounds like a lot.
I pissed in the pool, so it doesn't
like
bother me.
Oh, you're a culprit! You're a culprit!
You know, what does it matter?
Why not? You're there.
This will be it right here. This is it. How many liters are in a pool?
I don't know. I don't have a pool.
I would think it's less than 800,000
liters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that means you're just gonna.
But you just said there'd be 75 liters of it in a pool.
So you lower the liter in the pool, you still have piss.
Okay. So the volume of an average pool is 375,000 liters.
So that's like 35-ish.
That's a lot.
That's still a lot of piss.
Yeah. No, it's a lot of water.
I get that. But you're saying 35 liters of soda.
So that might disturb you, but a more interesting fact would be how much semen is in a fucking hotel spa.
Don't touch apartments. The look on Shook's face of disgust right now.
You need to go to Faces.
Have you guys,
they have a spa.
No, you guys go to that Chinese restaurant, Egg Drop Soup, right there. Boom.
Oh, God. You can never look at it the same now, thanks.
You get in that hot tub, STD. Oh. I'm worried about piss, STD.
Well, you know what the problem is he's mad because he's realized other people are actually fucking and he's not. That was the look of anger on his face.
It's the most. Think of how many times I've been in a hotel spa.
Or apartment.
Yeah.
Apartments are rough, bro.
Dude, if you go to a public pool with kids, people poop in there.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's the worst part about shut the spa, down. Though? Is when you're young, you go from spa to pool. Boom, you just like...
You got the piss and the jizz.
You're an STD waiting to happen.
Yeah. A hotel cocktail.
How many people, did you never do that? Go from the pool straight to the
hotel? I'd rather swim in diluted, cool pee water than heated up, concentrated pee water. Because there's a lot less water in the spa.
Yep.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more fucking in the spa than there is pissing in the pool.
Who does that? Who fucks in an apartment spa?
Oh, my gosh. Dude. We used to live next to above one, and that's all we would do is we would
come
watch.
Come on.
I'm not an idiot.
Then we would take wet paper towels and throw them at them as they're fucking and just lay them with wet
paper
towels.
That's genius. That's genius.
Because they're not sure if it's a wet paper towel or something else.
You just got done telling us that your bedroom was stinky for 3 days, and you never laid.
Sorry, Becky. Sorry.
I'm just saying. I got standards.
But it was stinky for 3 days, but then I noticed I was by myself.
No, but that's just, man.
Talking to the mic, brother.
That's just disgusting. I never thought anyone would actually do that, though.
Oh, it happens all the time.
All the time.
What? You've never peed in a
pool?
No, we need that.
We need the same college to figure out. We need to figure out a parts per semen. Yeah, I mean, because I'm already disgusted.
PPC, parts per cum.
I'm talking hotel spa. Hotel spa.
Hotel spa in Vegas? Oh, my God. Oh, that's probably 90% jizz.
Not Vegas. I'm talking like Reno.
Ooh.
Yeah. Same, dude. Ooh.
The same thing.
Not as classy.
Those day clubs.
Is Vegas really that nasty?
You can get
Vegas is nasty.
Oh no!
No, you got to go to like downtown. You got to test
Street,
where the tweaks are. Oh yeah.
Or even like think about like the Palm. They got that nice sky with the pool in there that overlooks.
Yeah,
how many people do you think?
Always people in there.
Yeah, you're staying there. But if you have that suite to yourself, are you not fucking in that pool? Well, I'm not because I don't want an STD, but most people are probably fucking in that pool.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the
one,
water?
Are you talking about the one at the Palms that hangs over the side?
Yeah, that's nice.
It's a private pool, and you're overlooking
that
the
water. Like, the only ones I ever see are like, hey, let's go out in this pool. There's like 1,000 people out here. This seems nice.
No,
we'll just do it right here,
like,
hun.
There. And then afterwards, you know, you go and do your thing.
Oh, I got you.
Down south, and then I got to get that room afterwards. They didn't drain that pool.
Okay.
To be fair, though, I have a lot of faith in chlorine.
Yeah,
because I'll go in a hotel spa.
Yeah.
Nope.
Me too.
Check this out. The spas are so hot that the semen doesn't live, but the semen is there. I can't find like a parts per.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like egg drop soup. It coagulates.
Yeah.
But at least
probably.
It's dead.
Oh, that makes it better.
Those really aren't boogers.
Well,
out of your nose.
Well,
there's a whole community that believes spas are birth control.
Here we go.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
What?
But it doesn't work that way.
Obviously, they probably got
Dave,
like 50 kids.
We're gonna bust a nut in a cup. We're gonna stick it in the microwave for 30 seconds and kill it all, and then you're gonna rub it on your face.
Gross.
Okay. Well, just because it's dead doesn't make it okay.
What's wrong with you?
This is Vaughn's microwave.
It has to stick in the
Well, but hold
Brandon,
on.
You know what you have to do.
Actually, a topic that we didn't bring up, but it had been brought up this week since we're talking about jizz on the face. Baby foreskins. Oh. Oh. Baby foreskins.
We took it there.
They're an advertiser tonight, actually.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Baby you never heard of this?
They turn into lotion, and it's especially
for
crows.
Are you fucking kidding me?
So, like, no, it's a big thing in Asian countries. That,
I would know.
You know, kids that were circumcised, they take the foreskin, and then they grind it up and make lotion for faces out of it.
It's extremely smooth and silky.
Are you guys fucking with me?
No, it's a real thing. Look it up right now.
Oh, no, really expensive. I don't want that on my phone.
Don't Google that. Yeah. Baby foreskin.
Yeah.
It's really expensive, but they got it.
So there's. Oh, my God.
So you ever wondered after if you get circumcised what they do with it? Now you know.
And knowing's half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
Good God.
So you're in a lotion.
You just got to put a little under your eyes, man. Get rid of those
God,
sacks.
That's just so sad. God, who does that? I don't even know what to say.
Hey, Shook, that's the closest your junk has ever been to a girl's face.
Oh! Boom! You got anything to say back? Didn't think so.
Just like chapstick.
Wait, so on this thing, they just take the foreskin, sell it, make a profit, and we're
who buys this?
As a father of two with two boys that are circumcised, I have no idea what they did with.
You wish you would have got the profit.
Now I'm kind of yes. Can I sue the hospital?
The one thing that I saw is that like they could take one fetal or one baby foreskin, and like they extract the cell, and it like lasts forever. They can like replicate the cells from the foreskin.
Well, didn't we find out that foreskin was also in like other?
No, you were looking at some crazy anti-abortion Christian website.
Oh, that's right.
They put it in peanuts. They had fucking crazy
soda.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Your diet, Dr. Pepper.
That was anti-abortion.
Wrong.
No, wasn't it aborted?
So fit
fetuses. Fetuses. Fetuses.
No, that's what it was. It was fetuses. Aborted fetuses used in hair gel. That one was actually true. The other ones were not.
No, it's
not true at all.
I was on the Christian Inquirer, and it told me.
Well, Dave Ramsey was there. That's how I got there.
Oh, boy.
Is that why he's bald?
Full circle.
He needs to put that baby foreskin lotion on his head.
Jesus. Maybe he'll grow some money out of it. Did he hit you up for $20 for that, too?
They were selling that thing somewhere.
Yeah, that they were.
Dave Ramsey, three-card Monte, see if you get free admission.
Come to the merchant table. Jeez. The merch.
Yep. T-shirts, hats, foreskin lotion. You know the word the chicks are wearing those pussy hats? You're wearing a foreskin hat.
They're called pussy bows.
It's not a foam finger. It's a foreskin finger.
Andy, oh, my God. God, that's disgusting.
Hey, what's a pussy hat?
What's a pussy hat?
It's those pink hats that the liberals are wearing.
Well, there's the pussy bows.
You guys didn't see
that? That's a t-shirt.
No,
pussy bows.
You guys see the hats on the protests?
No.
It's like these pink hats. Yeah, they're like vagina hats.
Is this Fox News reporting this?
Look it up.
No, they're.
Why me?
I'll look it up.
These are like the Air Force cadet hats, you know. And they're just painted a pink.
So what does it represent?
We respect our military.
I'm just saying, I'm talking about GOM's intelligence level.
He sees a pink hat and assumes. Pussy hat. Let's look.
I can show you a picture of my mom.
Here, right here.
You're going to have a picture of like a little vagina with a little sombrero or cowboy hat on top of it.
Right here. This is literally what it is.
I come
Turd Ferguson says
that. That doesn't look military.
That's just a beanie.
That's a beanie.
That's
a pink beanie.
It's
a beanie with ears.
No, look at the pussy bows. Okay. That's a t-shirt they wear during the protest.
You guys watch too much Fox. I swear to God.
That's just a normal real thing. Hat.
No, that's what they all wore during like the inauguration and stuff.
That's a normal hat, though.
I don't watch the news, I guess. I don't know. I never heard of this before.
You want one? We can probably get you one.
No, that's we know someone at work that went to the women's rally and
who's
wore
that
one.
Person?
Do we?
Or he tried to at least get one.
He tried to go to a women's rally?
Well,
no wonder they didn't give him a hat.
He was sort of forced.
Dude, where do you hook that up? I mean, that's
we'll
women all over. All
right. We'll go off air on that one. But anyway, that foreskin. That's
whoa!
That foreskin thing got me fucked up. That's horrible. Good God.
What else are they going to do with it? Make money.
Throw it away. I don't know.
And we're going to pollute our landfills with all that. No way.
Just throw it in the chlorinated water.
Someone's digging for gold, and they just hit like a foreskin garbage
Good
pit.
God.
Two words, Flavor Town.
Bam!
They're like little onion rings.
God, that's fucked up.
All right, what's the next
thing? What's
the next one? Oh, man. Let's talk about the GOMS, or not the GOMS, Shook Topics. Let's make this. Let's straighten up this podcast.
Yeah, let's straighten it up.
Drop some knowledge.
We got like what? We're like what? 40 minutes in or so?
53 minutes.
All right, you got 10 minutes or so. Let's see.
This only take like a minute, so we're good. Yeah.
Typical stupid love life for the show.
well, that's with his left hand.
Oh, stranger. Good. Stranger danger.
So I thought an interesting topic would be the new AMD Ryzen. If you don't know about that, it's the new processor AMD came out with. And it's
All right, cool. I'm going to go get another drink.
Talking to the mic. Talking to the mic.
It's a huge competitor with the Intel processor because they're giving the same power or more for half the price.
You got to be specific. Which Intel processor? Because there's three levels.
And series, right?
Yeah.
Well, no. We'll just stay with the
Skylark.
Because
it was Skylark versus the...
Yeah.
Skylake?
Or Skylake, sorry.
Yeah, it's close enough.
It's the.
Are you how fast are you going to scroll? I thought you knew this.
Coming from the guy who's just blew $50 going to see Dave Ramsey, he's going to talk shit about me.
No, it's the 6900K, the i7-6900K, which is a $1,200 processor.
Dude, you got to talk to the mic. I can't even hear you.
Yeah, cool story.
Well, it's not
bro.
That great of a topic.
Yeah.
No, come on.
No one wants to hear him.
I'm sure remember? Tech people.
Put it on your lips.
The bear is jamming the mic down.
He shoves the mic down my throat.
Big black mic down. Shook his throat.
Raped your canal. So the Ryzen
it's not the
7
first time you said that.
Is about $500.
Wrong hole.
What?
You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? He goes, I'm sorry if I raped your canal. He's so inexperienced. I said, that's not the first time he said it.
Wow. This is clearly not a tech podcast.
Have you not seen the scary movie where he's got to put the patch on his ears because it goes all the way through?
Shook, please go ahead.
Go ahead.
Finish.
Your topic's riveting.
I don't think I can go.
How do you think Beethoven was deaf?
Cool story.
A night with Shook?
God, that's got to be riveting. What do you do, read? He drinks chamomile tea and reads.
We share self-help books.
Okay, sorry.
You need them.
Okay, let's continue.
Total money makeover.
Oh, I think that this is going to be huge for the processor market, really, because... Yeah. Intel's going to have to fire back with some innovation.
You don't think they have some in the shed ready to go?
I'm sure they have something ready to go. But
I mean,
now they're going to have to release it at a fraction of the cost.
No. They'll just release something new and charge you twice as much
for
it.
Well, plus, has this new Ryzen processor been in the hands of the people yet? Because everything I read online, it was in the demo, and so everyone wasn't sure if it was being overclocked or not.
It's now officially released as of last week, I think.
Yeah,
and
think?
At their like the opening day, they actually had the overclock world record.
AMD's always been famous for overclocking.
And
that's their name.
Intel's bread and butter is their fabrication process. They have in-house fabrication where AMD outsources it all. So when your processor fails in 2 years because it's overheated, and an Intel processor can go six,
well,
you bought in two AM four AMDs. Well, I stuck with my one Intel one.
Well, Intel airs enough to cool their processors. AMD, you got to stick in the mineral baths to keep them cool.
Nah.
There's not too many vegetable oil. PCs. Vegetable oil pieces.
So when we ask you to come up with topics, I think of ass, butt funnels, funny things, and the best thing that came
Toodos.
Out of your brain. Yeah, the best thing that came out of your brain was the AMD processor.
No, he's got one more topic, folks.
Yeah. Does I he? Mean, that was wait. A little bit more than 1 minute. So
one more.
I think we need like a loud sound to wake up our listeners from that one.
Yeah.
All right, wait.
I'm
thumbs
sure
up or thumbs down? Like, AMD processor.
No, I won't. I won't.
Wait, the topic or actually the process?
Is that ASMR?
Yeah. Yeah, for the topic or the processor, because I think it could change, right? Like, if you're entry level, you're someone that's trying to save 10% in retirement and don't have any money, you need the $499 to buy the AMD.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
I mean,
you're trying to
build this PC debt-free. You could go into debt with a $1,200 processor or debt-free with $499.
I think this is a Ramsey-approved processor.
The best is five-finger discount, but...
That's deaf.
Anyways.
All right. Next topic.
So,
unless you want to talk more about that.
Yeah, I'm sure the audience loves to hear this.
It sounds like you guys are not.
Well,
really.
We already hit it on the beginning that he was into 8 cores and...
16 cores,
yeah,
brother.
8 cores, 16 threads.
Yeah, 16 threads.
16 threads.
So the next topic was interesting.
Is that good? Is that a good thing?
Are you talking about DeBra's core, like his abdominal strength? What's going on there?
That's a good thing.
Next. Plus, while you're spending $500 for 16 cores, dude, or 16 threads, dude, I got like 300 thread count on my sheets.
So the next one,
Ramsey approved.
Something I thought that would get our brains thinking.
How many threads does DeBra have in his sheets?
Oh, straight silk, homie.
Requiring passwords for technology. So
who's DeBrock?
Yeah, who's DeBrock?
You don't remember that episode?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Was that on a podcast?
That was on the podcast.
That was on the podcast, wasn't it?
How many times has he threaded you or overclocked you?
I don't know who DeBrock is.
He overclocks his left hand.
Is it a person?
I don't know who that is.
So, okay, fine. Shook doesn't know who DeBrock is, but we know of a person who knows of a person who liked a photo of a dude working out on Facebook, Instagram, or something like that. Yeah. All flexed out in front of the mirror, half
heart,
naked,
heart
and heart liked it.
Yeah. Well, and we remember we saw the Shook's eyes go right to the V every time. It was a dip action.
Elevator eyes?
Yeah.
Except they didn't come back
on the
up.
Well,
his V and his forehead matched the V between his legs. So he's like, V to V.
He's like, nice thigh gap, bro.
V to V. V to V.
I don't know what these guys are talking about.
I do.
Really it's don't. A landing strip, bro.
He's got gains. His eyes are stuck at the ground floor.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Sure you don't. Sure you don't.
Sure you don't. We'll go back about 10 episodes. We'll remind you.
My right, mom will know because she's listened, by the way.
Oh, really?
Shout out.
I showed my mom, and she's on her Sprint phone in the woods downloading our podcast.
Thank you.
Listening.
That's awesome. Is she bumping us or hyping us to all her friends?
I think that's what she
said.
Shout out to Paradise.
Yeah.
Paradise City.
Give her some stickers.
Where the grass is green.
Yeah.
And the girls are pretty. I don't know.
Sticker slaps in places.
Yeah. So, I mean, she knows exactly. And she'll, when I see her next month, she's going to tell me, that Shook is just
a loser.
He needs to be taught a lesson. My mom will come over.
Oh, God.
God, it just, I just can't get over the fact that you think of these dopey-ass topics.
Yeah,
it's so stupid.
Let's go on to the next one. I mean, it's
a little better.
You might not like the next one.
Your processor just crashed and burned.
Yeah, you got overclocked.
That actually be a good thing.
Bring us back, Matt.
Bring
us back.
Bring it around.
So the other topic I picked I thought was interesting was how Border Patrol now requires you to hand over your password to your electronic devices so they can search them. And if you do not hand over your password, you will be detained.
For what?
For not giving your password to them.
That didn't violate a law.
Well, you are now.
Well, how do you know? Because you're coming into a country you don't know the laws.
No, if I'm an American citizen coming back into America,
they can still
stop you.
I get that, but what are they going to detain me under? Under what law did I violate? Unless a judge orders me, it's not contempt.
Well, they can detain you. Yes. They don't have to give you a reason for a specific amount
of
time.
But they can only detain me for a certain period of time.
Well, those
that's
are
probably the new law.
Those
2 hours is enough for me to be pissed off. I'm
oh, absolutely pissed.
Minutes.
Dude, if but I got to wait 5 minutes of Jack in the Box, I'm pissed.
Are you going to unlock your device?
No.
Okay.
Wait, see? So you're saying it's a requirement.
No, it's not a requirement. It's if you get identified and they pull you out of line and go into like a second review.
Yeah.
They're not doing it for every phone.
So, but if you don't give it to them, you'll be like interrogated and everything.
That's fine. Then what? Yeah, that's my.
Well, here's the scary part is that you could be put on a fucking list somewhere that you don't even know about.
Yeah.
Because you said, listen here, you dumbass TSA fucking minimum wage motherfucker.
Potbelly.
I'm not going to log into my phone and let you take a look at it.
Potbelly pedophiles.
Why don't you just give them your phone?
I like that.
Why are they potbellies?
Because they're always fat and they're always creepy.
Okay, so open your door and let anybody search through your house. You got nothing to hide.
I don't, so they can come in. Oh.
So just because you don't have something to hide doesn't mean you can't keep your privacy.
Exactly.
Well, so going off of this, there's actually
but
court.
But it sounds like there's a law.
No, there's no law. That's the thing. They're
it's
just doing
policy.
This.
No, they're trying
policy.
To set precedent.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, give me your password.
No way, dude.
I don't give my wife my password.
Password.
That's not true. She has my password. I don't give Max my password.
Hold on. This is the same thing about the NFL thing. Remember that whole argument?
What?
Moving forward that they had to give up their passwords or their phones and the NFL could check personal.
That's fine. That's your job. That's your employer doing it. Your
this
employer
is the
can do
place
whatever
you live doing it.
You have
United
the choice
States.
Not to play in the NFL.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't have the choice
not
to come
not
home.
Live here.
I don't.
True.
Yeah, you do.
But where can I go?
Remember,
Canada.
I can't.
South America.
I
Europe,
can't.
Australia.
They have immigration policies
Taiwan,
in place.
Korea.
we can keep going all day.
Places.
You
I
had, can't just
I
go there.
I almost ran to Chile.
You can't just
go place.
You can't
Hello.
Just move to those countries and say, "Hey, I'm a citizen of Chile now." You have to have a job. You have to have money. You have to have all the stuff.
You can't legally work in countries unless you're a resident.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So get a job.
I'm an American citizen. These rights have been blessed upon me by whatever God I believe in. And that is a clear violation of that
so
right.
So what happens
American by
if
boat.
Okay, okay, let's play this out. Okay?
Yeah.
Play this out. I am at LAX.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. This is not TSA. This is Border Patrol.
Yeah, ICE.
Well, the best videos we saw were the guys that would be like, F you and keep driving.
They always get arrested. That doesn't work out.
Well, so that's the gotcha, though, because you're going through a border checkpoint. This is at an airport.
It's still a border checkpoint, though.
But the difference is it's a border checkpoint, but the airport is like – sovereign
it's
territory.
And Border Protection, CBP.
So, like, when they stop us when we're cruising down the street, they have no authority. You can drive off and cruise. But when you're stuck at the airport, what are you going to do?
Okay, so
Request an Uber.
Let's play this out. Let's play this out. We'll make sense of this. So.
Who's the girl?
Not Matt. So. That is. Okay, anyway.
Here, let me get back to the girl action.
Oh, yeah.
Ew.
Oh,
your mustache looks like BJ from MASH. It's horrible.
Rubbing up on the mic.
All right, let's go back topic here. Topic. Yeah.
Okay, let's go back. Right, okay, so we're flying from, let's say we went out of town on business and we came
out of the country.
You're coming back from Japan.
Okay, coming back from Japan. Flying into LAX.
Konnichiwa, sir.
So,
domo arigato.
I am now at the security checkpoint.
Yes.
Okay. The fat TSA agent says, "Hey, son, I need your phone." Okay. And I say no. Then what happens? What's supposed to happen? They
you
pull
go
you aside?
Probing room.
Be detained.
You go to secondary screening.
Okay, so I go to secondary screen. They walk me down to the area with the people with the rubber gloves and the fetishes.
They're like, "I know you. You stick water up your ass."
They go through your bags.
We need
they
to
wipe
check
your bags.
Asshole, sir.
They request your computers. They can request your phones. They ask you to turn your computer on. They can ask you to log into your computer for them.
Okay, so
they can ask you to log into your phone for them.
So what happens? Okay, so let's say I got my phone out. And they say, log into your phone. Does the phone leave my hands and they get to go through it?
No. Yes. And actually, they take it into a separate room.
Oh, hell no. Fuck that.
See, that's what I'm saying. I'm telling you to fuck off, kick rocks, and let's go in the dark room.
You have the legal
right.
You have the legal right to say, I am not going to give you my pen.
Okay, then what happens then?
They take your phone anyway. And what will happen is they'll probably keep your phone.
For a week. And keep it up to a week.
So they keep my phone.
There's a lot of people that don't get them back ever.
And they're going to bang on it until they can get your code, your password cracked, or a master reset occurs.
You know what this
is
going
to
bring back? The old Tiger Woods phone. It's still huge in Asia.
What the fuck is Tiger
It wasn't a phone. It was an app.
No,
the Tiger Tracks.
No, it was a phone.
Are you sure? Because the Tiger Tracks app was like Snapchat
earlier. What the fuck
is that? You put in one password, all your contacts and all your pictures become normal. Then you have your real password that lets you into all your hookers, your strippers.
Oh, see, I don't think it was a phone. I think it was an app that ran on Android. And
No. This was an old flip phone that he had.
So
let's jump the
gun and
get
going back to this.
You're going to need something like that.
Yeah.
So they can compel you. They can't compel you to give up a PIN number.
Right.
You're protected by the Constitution, the Fifth Amendment, to give up a PIN number.
Yeah.
If your phone is fingerprint protected, they can compel you to pull a fingerprint out or use your finger to unlock it.
They can.
They can right now. But there's legislation that's in going to probably go to the Supreme Court that says that unlocking a phone with your thumb is the same thing as unlocking with a pen because it kind of is. And there's still court cases pending
on
that.
So moral of the story is when you go out of the country, turn off the thumb function.
No, yes. I can one-up you.
Or turn it off completely.
Shook's not reporting, but just the other day. ICE stopped a plane from, I want to say, San Francisco to New York or New York to San Francisco.
Yeah.
And they made everyone hand over their driver's license as they disembarked that plane. That's a U.S. to U.S. flight, and they wanted to see everyone's ID.
I have no problem seeing my ID.
Fuck that. TSA checked my ID when I got on the plane. What do you need to see my ID for?
If they're doing it to actually identify.
Why do they not need to see your ID?
Your would be a perfect date because I'd be like, come on, babe, just the tip. Just let me stick the tip in.
What?
That's all they're doing. That's all
they're
fucking. Why? Why?
Because maybe there was a credible threat. I don't know.
What's your threat? Explain it.
They don't need to tell you because you some dude.
Okay, fine. Then you don't get to see my ID.
You
don't get to see my ID.
That's what they do.
Okay, we'll see how.
Hey,
I'm taking a trip, and I can't wait for this to plan out. Because if it's on my way, you're right. Going on my vacation.
Maybe they.
I'm going to play ball.
Maybe they effed up and let somebody through, and now they're trying to get him down.
Sure.
What's wrong with
maybe
that?
Maybe he's got a gun. And he's ready to shoot somebody.
No,
up. I want to get off
like
that
guy.
Plane.
That's not my problem.
You're
going to
be on a video
problem.
One day. You're going to be on live leak.
Oh, probably
on live leak
because
you're going to be getting batoned.
Someone has to stand up for civil rights. That's all I'm saying.
You're not. What was her name? Rosa Parks. All right.
So wait, hold on.
There will be a Rosa Parks in the technology age. I guarantee you.
James Edward Snowden.
I need to go back to this phone thing. So say they take your phone and they keep it for or lose it up for more than a week. It's
or
gone.
Or it's gone, yeah.
Yeah. What happens then? You're without a phone and you can't get
Don't go buy a new phone.
You have to go buy out of my own pocket.
Yeah. Yep. Don't be an asshole.
It's not about being an asshole.
I'm locking my phone.
They're being the ass. They're
here's a thing.
It's their job.
Here's a thing that's real.
And it sounds like it is. It just read it. You just
here's a thing that's real, Vaughn. Here, let me put it in a little reality here. Yeah. Is that there's other countries that do this as well, like in Europe, especially Europe. But if you have, let's say, music that you put on your iPad or videos that you put on your iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And you have no proof of purchase for those videos.
Yeah.
You can be fined for those videos or jailed
for those
videos.
Yeah, because you got them illegally.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's if they have access to your phone. I don't know if there's anyone at this table that doesn't have a video or music that they possibly put on their phones. So, to be fair, and put it in a legal term,
but
that's almost
illegal
search.
Illegal.
That was almost an illegal search. Because what was the reason for the search?
Well, so one thing you got to remember about Europe and stuff like that, a lot of those countries do not have constitutional protection.
Absolutely. That's the difference between them and us.
In England, you don't have a right against self-incrimination.
Absolutely. That's the difference between them and us.
You don't have a right to defend yourself.
But that's our argument is this country is going that way.
Yeah. Well,
and so here, what about this way? I'm a major investor. I'm Dave Ramsey, and I have the great stock tip. True.
Get a Jew on your side.
In my hypothetical situation, I got great stock tip. Yeah, yeah. Some TSA agent unlocks my phone and gives my great stock tip to somebody else and capitalizes. That's insider trading that should have never happened, and you cannot hold accounted for because I don't know how I got that info. It's just a guess. That's all wrong. It should never happen.
How did you get that info?
Because I work for the company. It's my company.
That's insider trading still.
I saw
Wall Street. I know this works.
There are a lot of companies today that work overseas, especially technology security companies, that they go with destructible devices. They bring a laptop to work there, and they destroy that laptop before they come back into the States.
Those sound like smart human beings.
Well, that's the world
the
we're turning
we're
into.
Coming to, yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
get
wrong.
A burner phone every time we want to travel.
And a burner
laptop. When I went to Europe, I did not bring a laptop. Because I did not want to have to worry about that thing being confiscated at any time.
So is this happening now?
Today.
Yes.
Okay.
Again,
To be fair, it's not Trump. This started also in Obama.
Yeah.
But it's ramping up because the immigration stuff
is passing. Once you open that door a little bit,
exactly. And that's
the government never gives up power. They only get more and more.
Exactly.
Quick break here. Matt, your topic has gone on for like...
That's true.
This is a solid topic.
I mean,
has gone on longer than your entire sex life so far.
Combined.
I mean, cumulative.
He was just worried about his nudes of DeBras getting out there. That's all it was. What are you talking
about? You know what this is, though?
A lot of denials coming from that corner.
I just
want
to know. I mean, everyone thought it would only be like a minute, but...
So, I mean, this comes back... And it's not even at this level. It's even at our level, you know, when... You go through specific background checks for jobs. They are asking you for your social media information.
See, that one I'm somewhat okay with because it's your private employer. You lose some rights. Your civil rights, your constitutional rights
do
not apply
to
your employer. But exactly.
If your social media is private, can they ask for the passwords to actually review it?
Mm. Yes, they can ask and you can say no and then you just don't get the job, right? Then you go apply at another place and get a job.
Yeah.
But I can't apply to another country and get citizenship there. Well, I can, but it's not guaranteed.
That's how the fast food industry
works. I'm waiting for the United States to actually start getting refugee status in other countries, and I think that's coming up.
Well, you saw Europe's already requiring our visas. They want us to get visas to tour their countries. You can't just go over
there
and tour.
I read up on that. That was in the works like 8 months ago because we didn't do some kind of reciprocity agreement or something. We let that lapse. Thanks, Barack. And now that, but guess who's getting the blame? Big Daddy Trump's getting the blame.
We're not trying to blame presidential candidates.
Don't worry, Trump will sweet talk Europe into just letting us come over and kick it.
This is a country thing.
We saved your ass in World War II, let us over there.
Unless you're going to pay us for World War II, we're not going to travel to your country.
We're not going to.
It's huge.
Hey, all respect, Big DT.
That's one person's standpoint.
DT, is that deep throat?
Huge.
Hey,
fuck yeah, he is. He does that all the time.
He deep throats?
Yes, he does.
No, I think I'm not going there. I'll end up on a watch list.
He has little hands, so you know he's not.
Little hands. I refuse. I don't have little hands.
He's not. Obviously, that's not a problem.
Obviously.
Who says that in a debate? Who says that in a debate?
Believe me.
Yeah, no.
He insinuated that because I have small hands, something else isn't small. Trust me, there's not a problem there. Who says that in a debate?
A dude that actually has to talk about it.
I fucking love it.
Have you been to Area 51? It takes four alien hands, obviously. Believe me.
That's a pretty good impression.
He's the best presidential impersonator.
You sound just like him.
Can you do Trump and Barack having a conversation together?
No. I don't think so.
No?
Think
you can't switch
Barack.
Between the two?
No, he does Barack.
With a little hint of Guy Fieri in there, too.
I really can't do him at all.
Welcome to D&D. It's huge!
Bear will be Trump. Whatever over here, he'll be...
Welcome, Americans. We have found. he does that.
No,
he goes,
Bear's better.
Is he better?
Because
I gotta admit though, I didn't come up with that.
All I can do is a Simpsons guy.
Freight Caliendo.
All I can do is a Simpsons guy. That's the only one I can.
Oh, comic book guy.
They're good Simpsons.
Well, actually, on the third, that sounds like you.
Believe me, I had issue number one, and that didn't happen.
Believe me, I wrote it.
Hey, what is Trump's impression of the new AMD processor?
Believe me, it's 16 cores. It's huge. $4.99. I can get down to $2.99 if it's made in America.
Will you just start doing personalized voicemails for the listeners?
Good God, that's awesome. He does a good one.
Yeah, spot on.
You need to work. I want Barack and Trump having a conversation together. That would be perfect.
Those guys get paid millions, like... The voice people impersonators.
You
like,
got them both down.
No
you, I do Barack right now.
No, I don't think so. When you talk real slow in the beginning and speed up at the end.
Yep, there Boom. You go. There you go. You're set. And you're Trump spot
What does Barack think about the AMD processors?
Well, when you go from 4 cores to 8, now you're double as fast.
But you're missing a key part. He'd be like, well, it wasn't made on a socialist collective, so it cannot be sold in America.
Wrong. Believe me, it's huge.
It's not eco-friendly, and it's not for us.
To be fair, if the processor was made in America, it probably wouldn't work.
This is true. This is true.
I've allowed visas. Believe me, they could come from India.
They need Trump's tiny hands to actually put
a true.
I've touched mini silicon in my life. Yes. Believe me, it's true. Even if they didn't want it.
Okay. All right. I think we'll end on that note.
Yeah, I think on that note, we're going to call this one.
Is that black helicopters and a black Cadillac just pulled up? Oh, fuck us.
Well, good thing I'm in the house.
Hopefully we'll be here next time. Shook, they're coming for you.
All right. I think we're going to wrap up on that one. That was a good one.
That was a solid episode.
Yeah, Trump, can you talk us out on this one?
Sure. I'm David. I bear the terror.
I'm Matt, a.k.a. Shook Knight.
Who cares?
My name is Brandon at the Cougar Bait.
Justin at Wireless Freak.
Come on.
I'm the Guardian Masculinity at the Real Cop.
And I'm Ken. Have a good one.